This is the warm-up video. And by the time you get to the third week, you may have already seen this video 30 times, but I want you to keep watching it because warm-up is about getting ready mentally as much as it is physically. So, couple things. First of all, we're here to train. So put everything else aside. No text messaging, no distractions. You're here to play soccer, you're here to play football, you're here to become a better player. Second, I want you to see where I'm training. I'm not at some fancy facility. I'm not at a pristine pitch, because that's not where you're gonna be. Take a look around here. Look at this. Some old school, weeds everywhere, cracked pavement, okay? It doesn't matter what you have, it's what you make of it. So wherever you are, I want you to get the most out of your training. So how this is gonna work is I'm actually going to describe the drills while I'm doing them. So if this is the first time you're watching this video, great. I want you to follow along with me and I want you to understand how the drills are done. Then when the next time you're out there, you should have me in your headphones, okay? Watching on your cell, you can get all the videos on your iPhone or your smartphone, and you can have me in your ears while you're training. So a couple things while you're training. First of all, when you get tired, what are you gonna do? You're not gonna stop, you're gonna keep going. There will be time to rest during these workouts. So some of the drills are 5 minutes, some of the drills are 3 minutes. In between each one, you're gonna have 1 minute of rest. So when you're getting tired, say you're doing a dribbling drill, you're getting tired, don't stop. It's okay to go slower. I challenge you to go faster, but if you need to go slower, that's okay, just don't stop. You will have time to rest after. Do your best to get through the drill and then you will rest. Okay, so you need to push yourself physically, but also mentally. Now, you're gonna see, I'm gonna be breathing hard during these drills, okay? It's not easy stuff, especially when we're consistently going. So I want you to notice a couple things. I want you to notice my breathing, okay? Especially when you're talking and doing exercise, you get out of breath fairly quickly. But notice my breathing. Deep breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth. So when you get tired, focus on your breathing, okay? And then the last thing I wanna say is when you're doing this session, your goal today is to become better than you were yesterday. So whatever you did in your session yesterday, you need to take it to a new level. If that means doing the drills quicker, if that means pushing yourself harder on the fitness, if that means just improving the quality of every single touch, every single pass, every single shot, that's what you need to do, okay? Your job, your focus is just to become a little bit better than you were yesterday. And if you have that mentality, you approach that every time you do these training sessions, then you're going to be a better player. That's guaranteed. Okay, so we're gonna start with this warm-up, 5 minutes. I'm gonna start my watch right now, and we're gonna get warmed up from head to toe. Okay, so I'm gonna start with just a couple rotations. I'm gonna start with my neck up here. A couple neck circles. Good, the other way. Everything is nice and quick. The objective here is to get warmed up, get the muscles actually warm. Okay, I'm not doing long stretches. I'm not trying to increase my flexibility right now. We'll save that for after the session. So a couple shoulder rolls. Good, a couple arm circles, nice and big. The other way. Good, nothing crazy. I'm gonna clap in the back, tug myself in the front. Good, I'm moving on to my hips. Just 5 rotations one way, 5 rotations the other way. Okay, we're gonna do the knees. The other way and apart, getting everything warmed up. Good, taking care of your body. Do some ankle rotations, very important. See one way, really push this rotation, okay? It's not just like this. Nice big circles, really feel it. Go up and down, flex, toe to the sky. Then flex your toes down like you're taking a shot. Up, down, a couple like that. Good, other foot. One way, the other way. Good, up and down, nice and quick. but we want to touch every body part. We don't need to spend minutes on each body part, but we need to touch them all. I want you loose from head to toe. Good, okay, rotations are done. We're just gonna do all those dynamic stretches you're used to. So let's just start. A couple butt kicks. Good, high knees. Keep the arms going too. Good, I'm gonna do my groin, just on the spot like this. A little shuffle in between, but get that groin nice up, pick that knee up, open it up. Good. I'm gonna close the groin. Good, a couple leg kicks. A little shuffle in between, nice straight leg. A little bit higher each time. Good, quick feet again. I'm gonna do forward bend, both hands down. Slight bend, touch the ground. Okay, my chest should be coming down to the ground. This leg in the air, up in the sky. Fight for your balance. And again, just doing a couple. Good, I'm just gonna do a couple deeper stretches. So I'm pulling my quad, my heel to my butt, little forward bend. Feel it in your quad, also your hamstring when you bend forward. Good, again, just like 5-6, nothing crazy. Here I'm doing my hips. Sit down, pull this up, push this down. Feel it in your hip. Good, straight leg. Not letting this front knee bend when I go down straight leg. Just swiping the ground like that. Okay, so getting the blood flowing. Good, we've got about a minute left here. Getting nice and loose. Good, I just want to do my groin before I move on to my last stretch. Okay, so again, everything is dynamic. Just stretching for a second, half a second. Moving on, okay, come down here. Point this toe up, bend this knee down, and slide across, and across. You can do 6 of these. Good, and if you need to glance at your phone while you're doing this warm up, that's great. I got 30 seconds left. I'm just gonna do my favorite leg swings. Okay, straight in the front, curled in the back. So if you need to look at your phone just to see what I'm doing, remind yourself what I'm doing. That's good. You can do your own stretches. These are the ones I prefer. But I just want you to take these 5 minutes, get warmed up. And there you go. That's 5 minutes. Your body's warm. Your muscles are warm. You're ready to go. You've touched everything, head to toe. It's time to train. Here we're doing ball control. I'm gonna start my watch. I'm gonna talk. Okay, you're just starting basic juggling. I want you to juggle to about 10. Then you're gonna put the ball up and control. Okay, again, to 10. Up. And control, okay? So we're doing our basic juggling, then high control, using different parts of the body to control the ball. This is where we're starting, for 3 minutes. Okay, you may struggle to do this basic juggling. If you're losing control, that's fine. Do as many as you can. Pop it up, and then go again. Okay, pop it up, and then go again. If you lose it, you just get it back, and you keep going. But we're working on control here. Okay, you can take it off your chest as well. I'm not gonna do it off my chest because I got my microphone here. I don't wanna screw it up. But off the thigh, again, get to 10, get your touches. Off the toe, or the lace. Inside of the foot. Outside of the foot. Good, all different parts of the body. Okay, you want to absorb that ball. So I'm quick on my feet, I'm on my toes to react. I'm not going through the ball like that. I'm absorbing the ball. Okay, bringing it down. Play nice and quick. Again, get to 10, get your touches. It's all about getting as many touches as you can. Got a minute left. Okay, first day you might be dropping the ball everywhere. Next day you come back, you do a little bit better. Let's see if I can do that outside with my left. Good. Okay, it's all about doing a little better each day. Eventually, you'll be able to go the whole time without dropping it. Okay, if you really want to test yourself, put that ball up higher. And quick to react. Good, I got 30 seconds. Okay, still get those 10 juggles in there. Risking it. We're all good. Good, control that ball. And again, up. Okay, relax juggling. Curled toes, nice backspin on the ball. And that's time. Good. Okay. Not too hard, not too draining physically, but focusing on that touch, working on that quality touch, controlling the ball out of the air, first touch, making you comfortable in different situations. Good job. Get a drink of water. Let's move on. Here we're focusing on dribbling. We're doing turns. We're also doing moves at the same time. Okay, so I'm gonna start my watch and then I will explain as we go. I'll go slow to start, pick up the speed. To start, I'm going right foot between these cones. Inside cut, outside cut. Okay, you've done it before and you're gonna do it again for the rest of your life. It's about the quality of those cuts. Okay, I'm gonna go 30 seconds right foot and then we're gonna work on our moves. Good, getting nice and low when I turn. See, this line helps. Good, okay, 30 seconds. Now I'm going here. First, we're working on skip. Okay, so I'm just getting at that cone, I'm skipping away. Basic move that actually works. Go towards it, skip away. Towards the defender, skip away. Again, I'm on my right foot. Towards him, skip away. Good, back here, left footed, 30 seconds. Okay, outside cut, inside cut. We're going nonstop, 3 minutes. Good, 7 more seconds. Good, I'm going back here, doing my moves. Left footed, skip. Okay, get at him, bait him, skip away from him. Left foot. This outside foot, skip away. Go towards him, skip away from him. Good, legs are starting to get heavy. You just keep going. Left foot. Good, last minute, we're gonna go both feet. Inside, sorry, outside, inside, switch. Inside, outside, switch. Whew, get tired, breathe. Focus on your breathing. Get low to the ground when you make those cuts. Especially when the legs start getting heavy. Get low to the ground. Good, last one. Let's go. Right foot. Turn. Left foot. Right foot. Left foot. Almost done. Right foot. Left foot. Skip away. One more. Each side. Good. 10 reps. Great work, great dribbling. Breathe, recover, get that water. 1 minute break, let's move on. In this drill, we're focusing on passing and receiving. So good first touch, nice crisp passes, accurate passes. Okay, so I'm gonna start my watch and I'm gonna talk. Passing, okay, good first touch, out of your feet, passing. And I want you to try to switch feet every time. So good first touch with the left, good pass with the left. Good first touch with the right, good pass with the right. Okay, you can switch, receive with the left, pass with the right, you can do whatever you want. Receive with the outside, pass, receive with the outside, pass with the sole of your boot if you want, pass, okay? I also want you to try passing with the outside of your foot, okay? So receive, pass with the outside, body over the ball, okay? Stepping towards my target, crisp passes, especially with your weaker foot, whatever that may be, your right or your left, get over it. Step through it. Okay, but you're playing two touch. If playing with the outside of your foot is awkward, that's why you're here. You're here to practice, to get better, okay? But it's a good skill to have. But two touch. Good first touch, out of your feet, and pass, okay? If your first touch is bad, try to deal with it. Pass anyway. But my pass has to be straight, otherwise I'm gonna be running everywhere. Okay, 3 minutes. Different technique, really get your body over the ball, just like you're passing. First touch, body over the ball. Watching it to my foot, pushing it where I want it to go. Out of my feet, not too far, but out of my feet so I can step into it. Okay, the outside of your foot, it's gonna feel a little weak at first if you're just starting this. And that's sloppy, let's get a better one here. Okay, but sometimes I wanna curl that ball into my teammate's path. I need that outside of the foot. It's a tricky one too. Defender's not expecting it. Got a minute left, okay? I'm not flat-footed. Stay on your toes. Quick to react. Focus on the quality of every first touch. Out of your feet. And pass. Okay, try to get that bounce to get rid of that bounce. Especially on the pavement, if you're playing on pavement, practicing on pavement, the ball wants to bounce. Switch up those receiving. Outside, inside, sole of your foot. You can try a little Cruyff turn, a Cruyff first touch if you want. Okay, good first touches. Good passes. Accurate, both feet. Strong, we got 10 seconds left. Keep going. How many passes do you think that was? 50? I think more, 100? That's how you get better, repetitions. All right, good. Okay, so first touch, focus on the first touch. Get it out of your feet, so important. Most important touch in football is your first touch. If it's heavy, you're gonna lose it. If it's too tight in your feet, you're not gonna be able to pass. Okay, so focus, body over, get out of your feet. Play that pass, strong passes. Step through to your target, no weak passes, no bouncing passes. Step through, body over, good technique. Open your foot with the outside of your foot, strong pass. I'd rather you hit it too hard than too weak. Okay, great job. Get some water, let's keep going. I've got my ball, I've got my wall. We're gonna practice shooting. I'm gonna start my watch. I'll talk to you as we go through it. Today we're just playing two touch, striking with the laces. Okay, good first touch to set and strike with the other foot. I'm not focusing on killing the ball. What I wanna develop here is good ball striking technique, okay? Can you hit the ball with your laces? Make it go forward every time. Make it go straight every time. If I hit it on an angle like that, then I'm gonna be running everywhere, okay? Body over the ball. laces, strong foot, toes are flexed, point down, striking through the ball. Okay, left foot, right foot. If you don't have the best strike in the world, that's fine. Just try to do it better next time. Focusing on that first touch. Okay, I might not be striking left foot, right foot every time, but I want you to switch feet. Okay, if the ball comes to my right, I'm gonna hit it with my right. But try to set your right, then you try to set your left. Okay, I'm quick on my feet. Bad shot like that, that's fine. Focus, get your body over the ball. Strike lace through the ball. Try to play two touch. Deal with the bad touches. If it's out of your feet, you deal with it. You must be comfortable striking the ball in different positions. Be quick on your toes to react. Okay, especially on the pavement. If you're playing on pavement, you're gonna have lots of bounces. Got a minute left. I'm just focusing on good touches, getting as many strikes as I can. Laces through the ball. Quick on my feet to react. Again, I'm not killing it. I'm just focusing on good ball striking. Breathing, focusing on every shot. Okay? Right foot, left foot. If you have a bad touch, you deal with it. Get comfortable striking the ball, even when it's not set up properly. Left foot, right foot. Okay, you miss, say the ball goes over there. Go get your ball, come back. Don't get frustrated, just get better. 20 seconds, how many strikes can I get? Good. Notice my first touch though. Really focusing, get it out of my feet, and then I can strike it. Toes are down, flex through the ball. Look at my upper body, boom. Through the ball. Okay, practicing that ball striking technique. 3 minutes, maybe 80 shots, who knows? Okay, practicing that technique, good stuff. Get a rest, get your water. Let's move on for today. Week one, speed and quickness. Today I'm just doing basic sprint. Now I got cones set up about 20 yards apart. Okay, what we're focusing on is those quick accelerations. So all I'm gonna do is I'm gonna sprint from here to there. When I get there, I'm gonna slow down. I'm gonna walk back, recover, and I'm gonna go again for 3 minutes. Okay, so I'm gonna start my clock and I'm gonna talk to you as I do it. You're gonna do it with me if this isn't the first time you watch this video. Get low, quick. Good. Hopefully I don't lose my microphone. I'm gonna do my best to keep it on. Okay, so I may not be going my top speed, but I want you to push it. Really focus on those first four steps, okay? So sprint, recover, breathe on the way back. When you get here, hand down, first four strides. Power, 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 power. Good. Okay? You're not going for distance here, you're going for speed, you're going for power. So when you're going, again, breathe on the way back, recover. When you're going, I want you really low. Your body should be low when you're down here, especially those first four steps. Okay, you're picking up, you're making nice big steps, pushing that ground behind you. Good, and my form is falling apart, because I'm afraid I'm gonna lose this mic. If it happens, you just stay with me. We're gonna keep going. Okay, walk slow on the way back. Breathe. Focus on going quicker every time. Okay, this is not how fast I can go, it's how fast you can go. Good. Don't stop until you get all the way through. Okay, don't stop till you get here. Then you slow down, sprint through those cones. Trying to get as fast as you can to that point. Then you slow down, walk, recover. We got about a minute left here. Try to get three more. Deep breath, hand down, stay low, power, power. Good, powerful strides. Okay, watch my foot placement. There I kind of lost it a bit. My feet went out like this when I was planning. Try to keep your toes straight towards your target, going forward. Anything like this, when I'm sprinting, it's lost energy, okay? It's lateral energy. We want to go forward. Deep breath. Down. Forward. Good. Okay? If you want to get faster, you got to practice running fast. Seems silly, but that's how it works. So every time you do this, we're going to get one more in here. Got 20 seconds. Get one more in. Every time you do this, trying to go as fast as you can, a little faster each time. Okay, push yourself physically, push yourself mentally. Last one. And I lost it. But that's okay. This is the only drill that isn't timed, and I'm just going for repetitions here, so however long it takes you, that's how long this one is going to take. What I'm doing today is I'm gonna do 15 push-ups, I'm gonna do 20 squats, I'm gonna do 30 second plank, and then I'm gonna go for that long distance run to that other net and back, okay? So here we're doing more for explosive power. Rather than nice and slow, I'm gonna go nice and quick. I'm going 15 push-ups, okay? Shoulder width apart, feet slightly together, a little closer than shoulder width. I'm going my chest to the ground and up. Exhale as you push. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Good. I'm gonna go right into those squats, okay? Shoulder width apart, my toes are pointing slightly out. I'm focusing on my keeping my chest up and my butt down. Again, push up for power. Boom. You want to build those strong, explosive legs. Butt down, chest up. Push your knees out. Don't let them fold in like this. Push them out. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good, going straight into a plank. Like that push-up position. My chest is over my arms. I'm gonna put my feet right together. Tighten my abs, don't just stay there. Tighten your abs, suck your belly button in, make it harder. Don't have my watch going, I'm just gonna count in my head. Focus on my breathing. Good, I'm gonna go another 10 seconds. Or 5 breaths. Good. All right, now I'm gonna go for that run. All right, so right after the strength, I'm gonna take a few deep breaths. Now I got a field, if you're by a field, you're going from one net, one end, back to the other. If you don't, just imagine you do. I want you to go about 80% of your top speed. Don't stop until you get back, okay? Get that top speed, 80% of your top speed. Try to keep it all the way there, quick turn, all the way back, let's go. Great job. That was a great session. But at the end of every session, we got to take care of our body. We got to do a proper cool down. So I'm going to start my watch. We're going to do 5 minutes. Okay, here we're doing static stretches. So first thing I want you to do is I want you to come kind of wide like this, toes pointed forward. I'm going to reach up, deep breath, exhale. I'm going to come down. Okay, I'm just going to stay here. Now here, you don't have to go super deep, especially to start. Okay. What we want to do is release the tension in the muscles. So by the end of that workout, your legs probably do feel a little bit tight. Okay, so here we're just trying to release that tightness. So I'm just leaning forward. Good. Breathing. Okay, breathing is huge when you're doing these stretches. You can go a little bit deeper with each breath. Whatever you're comfortable with, just make sure you're feeling a straight or feeling a little stretch, okay? What I was gonna say is I want you to keep your legs straight, okay? No bends like this. Here, straight legs, you're gonna feel it in your calves, in your hamstrings, in your groin a little bit. Okay, now I want you to slowly go side to side, just slowly. Breathing huge here. You did a great session, a great job, okay? Now time to relax, recover. Just like that.
Good, I just want you to bring your feet together. We're gonna do the same type of stretch. Straight together, reach up. Really stretch, feeling your abs here. Deep breath, exhale, come forward.
Okay, again, you don't have to go super deep. But you have to breathe and keep these straight. Okay, try to bring your, instead of just out like this, try to bring your forehead actually closer to your knees. And breathe. Just gonna do 5 deep breaths here. Good. Exhale. Slowly come up.
I'm gonna do my calves.
Okay, you're hitting all the major muscle groups, especially for soccer players, footballers. Okay, so come take a look at my heels here. I'm putting them flat on the ground, okay? I'm not like this. I'm not gonna do one at a time. I'm gonna do both right now. Flat on the ground, straight legs, breathe. Okay, keep putting those heels to the ground. They're gonna wanna come up. Keep putting them down, keep them flat. Feel that stretch in your calves. And breathe, so important, just breathe. One more deep breath. Good, I want you to stay here, kind of like a frog stretch. So my feet are kind of pointed out. And I'm actually pushing my knees out with my elbows. Okay, so sitting my butt down, pushing my knees out with my elbows. Breathe, I'm just gonna stay here, 3 more deep breaths. Sit down, chest up as much as you can. Pushing your knees out. Good, come on up.
Okay, quad stretch. I'm gonna go on one leg. Keep your balance if you can. I know your legs are tired. Okay, but I'm really pulling my heel into my butt. Okay, I'm not out here. I'm pulling my heel into my butt. Stand up nice and straight. Feel it in here in your quad. Just gonna do 3 deep breaths here. Okay, I can also stretch my ankle here if I pull my toes towards my butt. Good, other side. Okay, again, find your balance. Heel to butt, pull your toes in more. Okay, if you just hold here, you're not gonna get that ankle and foot stretch as well as your quad. Good, breathing. How are we doing for time? 30 more seconds. Good. Okay, those are the main ones I want you to do. Last one here, just want you to reach up. Exhale, you're gonna link your fingers like this. Push your shoulder blades together. Okay, and I actually want you to bend backwards like that.
Good, and that's time. Okay, that one's just gonna release some of the tension you might have built up in your lower back and your back. Good, okay? By then, your legs should feel a bit better. You've put in a hard workout, you've taken care of your body, you've become a little bit better today, and I know you're gonna come back tomorrow and you're gonna crush this workout even harder. Great job, get some water, get lots of good food in you. Remember all these things we talked about your lifestyle, things you're gonna do with your team, with your own individual practices, the way you're gonna live your life. Just focus on becoming a little bit better each day, being extremely positive, working hard whenever you have those opportunities, and good things are coming your way. Okay, great job, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.